Hey folks, welcome to Rally TV. I'm Rick Reyna. I'm with my beautiful wife, Nettie Reyna.
Welcome. We are so excited that you took time to join us today. We are actually on part two of remembering what God has done.
Nettie, this is so powerful. We have a four-part teaching on this series. It's so important. I am fully convinced that you need to write down everything God says to you and everything that God has done for you.
Yes.
Number one, faith comes by hearing. So every time you reread or re-say what God has said to you, faith will come.
Yes, and you get excited.
Exactly. But when you reread what God has done for you, it stirs up your faith.
Yes.
It's like stirring up the gift or the words that are within you.
All right. Amen.
So I want to get into part two here. If you haven't watched part one, I want to encourage you to go back on the Victory Channel, on their archives, on demand. You can watch or just go to Rally TV, our YouTube channel, or just our webpage, rallymen.org.
Amen.
And you can rewatch part one.
Yes.
All right. The title of this message, it's called Remembering What God Has Done for You, or Remember What God Has Said to You.
Okay.
Very important, Eddie. You got to connect these two things. Amen.
Amen.
I honestly believe I'm a stickler to this. Keep a list of things that God has done for you. Keeping a list of what He has done concerning your health.
Ministry.
I apologize. It's so hard for me. I won't say it's hard, but
to move on,
my heart is overflowing with the goodness of God.
Yeah.
So when I read something, I feel like I want to talk about it, but I know the time is clicking, ticking, so I need to keep going. So keeping a list of what God has done for you concerning your health, your finances, your ministry, your business, and your family.
Amen.
All right.
That's right.
Nettie, I want to share a story right now of a story about ministry.
Okay.
Of what God has done for us.
All right.
Let me kind of set this up and you can help me.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you are now celebrating 39 years of marriage here in this year.
Yes.
We've been in ministry for 39 years, but we've been full-time 21 years now.
Yes.
I remember... Now, this is so powerful. In ministry, we have seen the hand of God.
Yes.
And every time we see the hand of God, we write it down. And we reread what we've seen God do.
Yes.
And when we reread it, it encourages us to keep believing Him for more.
Mm-hmm.
Never forget what God has done for you.
Yes. Exactly.
But you will forget if you don't write them down.
Exactly.
You might say, Reverend Rick, do you really have a book of remembrance? Well, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, that's right.
You see this book right here? It's called A Latino in God.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a book on what God has done for us.
Yes.
This is part one.
Yes.
I just finished part two.
That's true.
That will be coming out soon, called Words.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why this is called A Latino in God, because I'm a Latino and I'm with God.
Yes.
So what I'm saying, in this book, I wrote down testimonies. I wrote down words that God gave me. And I wrote down the manifestation of what He's done for me. And I wrote a book. You need to get this book.
Amen.
Go to rallymen.org and allow this book to encourage you and to stir you up to write your own book. Amen.
And you know, Rick, I was thinking when we will be married 39 years this year in 2023. Ever since we've been married, 39 years, since day one, we have always been dreaming and been believing, and God has always been speaking to us, and we have seen many things come to pass, and then we even see things that we're still believing because these are new things.
Yeah.
It's been 39 years, so things have been manifested and fulfilled. Now, new things are up ahead of us, but I remember, I see the faithfulness of God, and it's exciting to see that if you stick with God, stay faithful to Him, don't lose heart, don't go astray, don't say, oh God, I'll forget about you, I'm going to do things my way. No, stick with the plan, stick with it, stay in faith with God, go back to your book of remembrances, stick with it, because God is faithful. He's been faithful to us 39 years.
I was gonna,
and we have not seen I believe we haven't seen nothing yet.
So what I'm saying, this is book one. Mm-hmm. I just finished book two, and I noticed that God's already doing things. I'm going to have to write book three.
Yeah.
Now, this is the way it should be. If God, listen to this, if God had enough time to say something to you, you should have enough time to write it down.
Amen.
All right, let me get into the story really quick. Okay. Nettie, in 2010, you and our four children, and I think our oldest son, Pastor Ricky, he was married, and I'm not sure if Destiny was married. I don't think so.
Okay.
We were going to New York, Rally's ministry. We were going to New York in 2010 to do a three-day crusade.
Okay.
To go reach people for Jesus. So we had to buy like 10 airplane tickets. We had to book hotels.
The whole family was
The whole
going.
Family. I remember the day we were flying out, we spent everything we had in the bank to get to the airport. All right. Nobody knew this.
Yeah.
But I remember at the airport, Ontario Airport, we had volunteers, up to 70 volunteers from around the world coming into New York. To help us do these crusades. At the airport in Ontario, there could have been at least 25 or 30 of us there. Because it was our family plus people that were going from California. I remember we checked in our bags and we got to the departure area where our aircraft was going to take out, leave, fly out. I remember sitting down. Nobody knew this but me and you, but we had no money. We spent everything we had to get to the airport. What do you do? Quit? What do you do in that moment? You remind yourself, if God met my needs before, he'll meet him again. I remember sitting there telling myself, God supplied airplane tickets. God supplied hotels. He'll supply the food. He'll supply transportation in New York. I just kept reminding myself of the God that I serve. I kept looking. I got my phone and reminded myself of what God did before. Listen, long story short, while we were sitting there at the airport in our chairs waiting for our airplane to take off, someone gave us $1,000. Right there at the airport. I remember that. I remember the God who met our needs. Now, how many people would quit saying, well, forget this thing, man, forget ministry, you know? Where's God at? No. Where's your faith at? Listen, you don't quit because you don't have money. As long as you have words and as long as you have faith, you're an overcomer. You're a candidate to see the hand of God.
The hand of God.
Nettie, that day I remember, and when we got to New York, people began to give us money. We had more than enough. We went, matter of fact, we went another 10 times probably.
Yeah, that's true.
But see, I don't forget what God did.
You remember.
We have so many testimonies like that.
And you get to see the hand of God. You can't lose heart, or you got to build your faith up. Like when you're watching Rally TV today, I believe your faith is being built up. You can't lose heart. God, always expect the hand of God.
And see, nobody can take that away from us. We got to experience the God that's well able. We got to experience our God. And you know what? This is the way we've been doing ministry all these years. It's not based on what we have. It's based on what we know that God's able to do. Listen, don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
We want to thank you for watching today's message. For more information about Rally Ministry, visit us at rallymen.org. Stay connected with us through our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. There you will find information about our upcoming events as well as many encouraging messages. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search for Rally Ministry. There you can watch current and past episodes of Rally TV. Did you know that we have a podcast available on all podcast platforms? Just search for Rally Ministry to listen to uplifting teachings from wherever you are. Are you located in the Los Angeles area? Are you looking for a place to build your faith? If so, join us for our monthly meeting called Rally LA. There, you will hear uplifting worship and an encouraging message from Rick and Eddie Rand. All information can be found at rallymen.org. Now, let's get back to the message.
Hey folks, welcome back to Rally TV. Now, we're talking about having a book of remembrance or remembering what God has done for you. Now, we talked about that story in 2010.
Okay.
Nobody can take that away from us. I was thinking about this when we went to break right now, Nettie. If we would have given up right there, if we would have said, you know what, forget this.
Yeah.
We're not going to New York. You know what, this is too tough, too rough. Ministry's rough.
Yeah.
Where are you at, God? You're sending us to New York with no money. That's one way to look at it. Or you can say, no, I'm with the God that all things are possible with.
Yes.
Now, I want to lead this into another story. Okay. Now, you're going to grow in your walk with God. If you're in ministry, you're going to grow.
Yes, you are.
You're going to have to use your faith. Me, me and you were having coffee the other day, and we were talking, preparing for Rally TV. We were talking about the things we have walked through. But God never left us. Our kids can testify to all these stories.
Well, what I can say is our roots are deep.
Big time.
Our roots are deep. And you know what? I'm so thankful that our roots are deep. We are. You're looking at two people who are not moved by what you we feel, what we see, what we hear, and none of that.
Or what we have.
Or what we have. We are not moved because we always get to experience the hand of God, spirit, soul, and body in every area of our life. And you know what? We're not easily pushed, if I can say that.
Well, I want to lead into another story. Okay. So that was 2010.
All right.
2011, we were invited to go preach at Pastor Walter Inn's church there in Canada, Winnipeg. So it was me and you and our four kids. And I think Melissa, Pastor Ricky's wife, and I think even, it was us. It was seven of us.
Okay.
We were going to Canada to go preach Jesus, okay? I remember the week of Pastor Walter, the church in Canada, they started promoting it. The Queens were going to play. Me and you were going to preach. And here we come, two preachers from California to Canada to preach the God of abundance, the God that's able to heal. Well, the week of, the kids didn't know this, but you knew this, I knew this. We did not have tickets to fly to Canada.
Yes.
But I kept telling the team, pack your bags, pack your guitars, pack your drum cymbals, pack the gear. We're going to Canada to preach. So we were flying out on a Thursday because we were going to preach Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
That Thursday, all my kids, with all their suitcases, with all their instruments, me and you with our suitcases.
Yes.
We were sitting in the living room on our couches, just like this. And it was about 5 p.m. And my kids were saying, when are we leaving? When are we leaving? I said, kids, we're going to get in the car shortly and we're going to go to the airport. Well, long story short, I need to kind of back up. I told them, look, we believe God has called us to go preach in Canada. We're believing God for air flight tickets.
That's extreme faith.
We had no tickets yet. And it's Thursday. We're supposed to fly out. We got a phone call from one of our partners. And she said, where are you at? Because they thought we were in Canada.
Yeah.
I said, we're home. She goes, when do you fly out? I said, well, we're supposed to fly out today, but at this moment, we don't have tickets to fly out. She said, here's my credit card, buy tickets for everybody, and fly to Canada and preach Jesus. I remember I hung up the phone. Mm-hmm. I booked our flights, and the next morning we flew out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Only God.
Only God.
And nobody can take that away from us. You might say, whoa, wait a minute, Rick, that's not good ministry, or why did it last so long? Listen, all I know is I had a word from God that we were supposed to go preach Jesus.
And it was an amazing time. The word went forth. God met our need. And we came back with more than enough money.
Yeah.
And God just had his way. But can you believe God no matter what? Can you do what he tells you to do no matter what? I believe we have to use our faith so we can see the hand of God. If everything was just like easy, you had the money, God will bring the money, and he always does. But you have to do it no matter what. Whatever he tells you to do something, do it. Use your faith. Don't be discouraged. Don't lose heart. Allow the hand of God to move, but you got to use your faith.
So nobody can take that away from us.
Oh, no.
Matter of fact, I like what you said. I remember they gave us a fairly large offering. Uh-huh. We came back with over and above more than enough.
Amen.
But lives were changed forever.
Till this day.
To this day, we still got to use our faith. Uh-huh. Nelly, I want to read a scripture here. Psalms 119, verse 49. Read that before we close.
It says, remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope.
Now, this is David.
Yes.
King David speaking. Look what he says. Mm-hmm. He's praying to God. Uh-huh. He's saying, God, remember the word unto thy servants. So we can say, God, remember what you have said to me.
Amen.
That you have healed me. Mm-hmm. You have your blessing makes me rich and adds no sorrow.
Yeah.
That you're my God and that you shall supply all my needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Father, remember what you have said to me. Then it says, upon which thou hast caused me to hope.
Yeah.
So the answer is, Rick and Eddie, what made you overcome?
Yeah.
Sitting in your living room with no tickets. Mm-hmm. You need to fly out. Words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Us having words from God. Now, I don't recommend this for everybody, but all I knew, God told us to go.
Yes.
We were invited. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And we got to see God's hand. Mm-hmm. The scripture says, Lord, remember thy word unto thy servants. Now, if we're asking God to remember, we should remember. Mm-hmm. You should remember every single thing God tells you.
Yes.
If the devil's trying to put sickness on you, remember your healing scriptures.
Yes.
If you have a financial needs, remember your financial scriptures. Mm-hmm. If fear's trying to get on you, remember this scripture that perfect love casts out all fear.
Exactly.
Listen, you need to remember. When you remember God's word, you will have hope.
Yes. What I think of this home. I remember the Lord gave us this home debt-free. So when I think of the studio, how in the world are we going to get a studio in Hollywood that's millions of dollars? Yeah. I remember what he did for that with this home.
And you know what? And we always remind ourselves.
Yes.
Everything we're believing God for, we have written it down. Mm-hmm. And we also go back and reread what he has done.
Yes.
So we're talking about remembering words. Remembering the things that God has done for you. Because when you take time to remember, it stirs up your faith.
Yes.
Let me look at that scripture one more time. Psalm 119, verse 49. Remember the word unto thy servants. Mm-hmm. Or we can say, Father, remember the words you have spoken to Nettie and Rick.
Yeah.
To us, Lord. Remember those words. Mm-hmm. Upon thou hast caused us to hope. Father, your words cause us to hope. We're not a people without hope.
No.
Listen, we're a people that have a bright future.
Yes.
A blessed future.
Yes.
Because we have words.
Exactly.
But you got to write down everything God is saying to you. Listen, folks, we love you guys. Go to rallymen.org to order your book, El Latino and God. We're calling you blessed.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. You know, we're so excited that you have taken time to watch Rally TV. You know, Nettie, we've been getting so many emails from people around the world simply saying, we're watching Rally TV and we're being encouraged. Why don't you talk about that for a little bit, about the emails, the exciting emails, yes. how people are getting healed and yes. being encouraged.
It's
Amen.
Exciting to receive your emails. You know, we're informed of all the emails that come in, so keep them coming. I know you ask for prayer, and then you want a newsletter, and you want to know when our next meeting is. So thank you for all those emails. We are praying with you. We're believing with you
yes.
that everything that God has put in your heart, we're here to help you with your assignment, to build your faith. And if you don't know Jesus, we're here to introduce you to Jesus.
You know, we've been talking about healing a lot lately.
Yes, we have.
We believe in this healing yes. power. God has healed us, and that's uh-huh. why we're preaching this.
That's
we're
right.
preaching a word that has fruit. We're
yes.
preaching a word that's working for
it
us
is.
Daily. We were talking about that earlier this uh-huh. morning. So grateful for the healing message of Jesus
yes.
Christ, because we're able to teach here
yes,
on Rally TV.
And walk in it.
Amen.
Yes.
Now you said something, joining us. Listen, mm-hmm. once a month, we have our meeting in Hollywood, California
uh-huh.
called Rally LA, and people have been coming who
yes.
have been watching Rally TV.
Amen.
Keep coming.
That's right.
God has a word for you.
Yes.
It's geared to Hollywood, to the entertainment mm-hmm. capital of the world, but
yeah.
it's geared for everybody.
Yes.
Everyone is welcome to Rally LA.
Yes.
Once a month, go to our website, uh-huh. rallymen.org. You can find all the information
yes.
on that.
Exactly.
Also, we told you guys that we're about to roll out the vision and the campaign and the partnership concerning Rally Studios. So here we go, starting on this episode, we're gonna start talking about Rally Studios. Nettie, talk about the
Amen.
Vision.
Amen. Well, you know, it was in 2016, we were sitting in a conference, and the Holy Spirit was speaking to me right there, and I got my tablet and I started writing. He said, I want a place in Hollywood called Rally Studios. I want a place just like Warner Brothers Studios and Disney Studios. So I wrote that down, and I'll never forget it. And we're in 2023, so this year he told us
yes.
it is time to take our place in Hollywood. So Rick, you wanna talk
yes.
about that?
Yes, I asked the Lord, why do we need an $8 million studio?
yes.
Why?
Yeah.
He gave us 10 things.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna read these 10 things to you.
Yes.
Why God wants a place in Hollywood, California
Amen.
Called Rally Studios. Number one, so God can place a flag in the ground. Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Brim taught us this.
Yeah.
She said God needs a flag.
Yes.
God needs a banner
mm-hmm.
in a piece of land declaring that he's Lord over it.
Yes.
So number one,
uh-huh.
to place God's banner there.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, to hold our monthly meeting, Rally LA
yes.
meeting in the studio.
That's right.
Number three, we're going to build Rally TV sets.
Yes.
All different sets.
Uh-huh. Just
different
like this,
themes.
Rally
yeah.
TV.
Rally TV will be filmed
mm-hmm.
there at Rally Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Rally Faith Conference.
Yes.
You know, we just had one. You need to go back and go to our YouTube and
yes.
watch it.
That's right.
We're going to be holding uh-huh. those maybe three times a year. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, minister luncheons. You know,
yes.
God has spoke to us
mm-hmm.
about ministering to ministers.
Amen.
We've been using people's locations,
uh-huh.
but God said we're going to start holding these meetings there at Rally
yes.
Studios. Number six, live podcast.
Uh-huh.
You have a podcast mm-hmm. on Friday. I have one on Wednesday.
Yes.
We're going to do those podcasts there.
Yes.
Number seven, movie outreach night.
Uh-huh.
The movies we make, mm-hmm. the short films we'll make, we'll be using those as tools to win souls
yes.
there
uh-huh.
at Rally Studio.
Amen.
Number eight, we will be holding the red carpets for the release of these
yes,
new films.
Exactly.
Number nine, outreach rally nights,
uh-huh.
concerts,
mm-hmm.
evangelistic nights, different
yes.
preachers, evangelists
mm-hmm.
can come and preach and hold church.
Yes.
Amen. Preach the gospel.
Amen.
And number 10, it's a big one, film feature films. That's the whole reason to have a studio
yes.
to make movies.
That's
Listen,
right.
folks, we want you to partner with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to partner with us, number one, is by prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, you can start sowing seed into this ground.
Yes.
Rally Studio in Hollywood,
Amen.
California. Nettie, talk about how people can become partners.
Yes, yeah, so you can go to rallyman.org and right there and give right there. That's the best way to do it. Or you can mail it. All the information is on the screen for you. But it's a grand It's a grand thing. It's great. But I know we have a great God, and we're excited because He told us to do it. So I know He's going to. We're going to see the hand of God in this this studio.
So soon you're going to be able to see a button on our website, rallymen.org, and it's going to say partner with Rally Studios. Soon that's coming. Okay.
Yes.
You'll be able to just click that button.
Uh-huh.
If you want to sow the $8 million, go ahead.
Amen.
We believe that God is well able.
It's exciting.
We love you. We thank you for watching Rally TV. And you know what? We call you blessed in Jesus' name. Welcome to Rally Ministry.
Yes, our focus is simple, disciple.
Nettie, reaching people with the good news of Jesus, teaching them how to live the good life that He promised them, and training them to become mature believers.
Yes, we offer many platforms, from local and global outreaches to podcasts, movies, books, and most recently, here in Los Angeles, California, called Rally LA.
Nettie, our core scripture is Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. It says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you.
Yes.
And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen?
Yeah.
Now, the Great Commission, which we can sum up in three words, reach, teach, and disciple.
Yeah.
We are your missionaries, reaching out to our city, our nation, the world, with the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. We teach biblical truth, which people can to apply to their lives.
Yeah.
We want people to live the good life Jesus promised
them,
making disciples, showing them how to live a mature Christian walk.
Yes, we're so excited for what's up ahead as we do this together.
That's Rally Ministry. To the dreamer, the go-getter, to the one who has a vision, to the one who was bold enough to believe the impossible,
to the one who has been told you're crazy, it won't happen, or just give up, to the one with a burning desire to chase that dream.
Well, we're here for you, to walk beside you, to help you, to build your faith, to see your dreams come to pass.
We believe in you.
Los Angeles, we are Rally LA. We are a people of faith where dreamers gather.